We're back on regional radio, and we're joined by Holden Laughlin of the Westerville Bearcats boys basketball team. Holden, a junior this year, and he just reached a scoring milestone, getting his 1,000th career point in his most recent game on Wednesday. Congratulations on that, Holden. Now, your coach was kind of telling me about the moment. It was a good game for you, and you were racking up the points big time. How did you feel finally reaching that milestone in the end?
It was a great feeling. It's something I've worked for the 3 years I played varsity, and it was a pretty big milestone that I was happy to hit, and I was happy to get it on my home floor as well.
Now, were you aware that you were kind of coming up on it? Did anybody let you know, or were you just kind of playing and not really paying much attention to it?
Yeah, I knew I was 17 points away, but really I was my teammates were trying to get it for me, but I was more worried about the W than anything.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, looking back at some of your years, you've been a really big part of what Lesterville has been doing the last few seasons. What about this year really made it special, not only just because of the milestone, but because of, you know, other factors as well?
Well, we've got a new coach this year, and he's put together some really good game plans for us, and he always pushes us to do our best and to push each other to be our best.
Yeah, for sure. What really in your game this year kind of helped you improve a little bit? I know your new coach came in, you kind of mentioned that, but is there anything individually that you've worked on to make yourself even better this year?
My shooting, really. I was a pretty good shooter as a freshman, but as a sophomore, it really went downhill. But this year, I think I've brought it back up to where I want to be as a shooter.
Gotcha. What kind of things do you think kind of went into, you know, fixing your shot and you know, improving on those shooting percentages this year? What kind of things, you know, specifically did you kind of hone in on?
Well, I got to the gym a lot this summer and in the off season and put a lot of shots up. I got hundreds of shots up each day, and I think that really helped.
Yeah, very good. And you know, did you grow up really wanting to play basketball pretty much your whole life? How did you really come to like the sport?
Yeah, I played peewee basketball when I was about in kindergarten, I think. And it's just grown from there. I've always loved the game.
Yeah, that's good. Holden, anybody else, has anybody else in your family played sports? Or are you kind of the first one that's, you know, really been at a varsity level for a long period of time?
My dad played basketball when he was in high school, and I think that's pretty much it.
Was he at Lesterville?
He played at Lesterville and Ellington.
Okay. So kind of, you know, I guess continuing the family tradition. And, of course, you know, many players in Lesterville history have, you know, made it to this point. And, in fact, one of your teammates, Riley Mathis, did it earlier this year, made it to 1,000 points. You know, to be part of that club, you know, kind of looking back on it, I know it's only been a couple days removed, but, you know, do you kind of look back on it, you know, in a good way?
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling still, and I'm glad I got it this season. I was hoping I could get it before my junior season ended, and I was pretty happy that I did.
Yeah, for sure. What are some of your goals? I know this year is you know, not over yet, and you've still got unfinished business, but what are some of your goals for the future to make yourself even better down the road?
I want to continue to get in the gym, and I also want to continue to push my teammates to be their best, and hopefully we can hang a district banner this year.
There you go. Hey, Holden, thanks so much for joining us today. And again, congratulations on making it to that 1,000-point mark.
Thank you very much.
Holden Laughlin joining us, Lesterville Jr., and he's a member of the 1,000-point club now, joining us today on regional radio.